Skype of Cthulhu presents a Call of Cthulhu campaign, Eternal Lies, by Will Hindmarch and Jeff Tidball, with Jeremy Keller.
Maybe Steve could tell us where what we did last.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. God.
Hey, Steve. Yeah.
Jumping on it.
Always happy to volunteer, guys.
We're always happy to volunteer, guys, too.
Let me see. I know something very important is happening. There was a big fight down below. Let me get to that part of the notes last week. Oh, yeah, okay. So when last session began, our crew was down underneath underneath an old house, which they – what do they refer to it as? What's the word? Help me out.
Hacienda?
Hacienda. There we go.
Hacienda, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. This is called the old hacienda, and we were underneath there and part of the ruins. We had found a newer-looking staircase, and we're standing in the recording studio that we had found. We decided to open the door and go down and follow where this big power cable went on this one side of the recording studio where Letitia had always stood to record her parts when the band played across the hall in their part of the recording studio. Javier, who was one of the band members and has taken a apparently taking a little bit of a shine to Dorothy, said, "Wait, don't open that door." And we opened it anyway, but he refused to go down. So we went down into the dark and kind of poked around. There was a very big room and a staircase that went down one side of the wall and was completely open on the other. We couldn't really tell quite how big it was. There were some crates and things down below. And we followed the cable down to the generator. Elliot and Udko, I think you cut the power down there. Is that what happened? Were there lights and then you cut the power? Is that what happened?
Yes.
I remember turning the generator off.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So that happened. And about then, let's see if I can get the quotes. We heard some very scary voices. One was a woman laughing, saying, "They are here, my love. I can hear them. Bring them to me. I want to see them dancing for me." And then if something else said in a very different voice, "Yes, I am hungry." And that's when we decided to leave. So we started going back up the steps, and they released the birds on us. What were the name of those birds? The grackles. They released the grackles, which we think were the ones that we found from the cages up in the penthouse in an earlier episode. They proved pretty tough, and although actually not that tough, because they seem to, even though they apparently eat people, they explode very readily when shot and rain blood and ichor, that, or rather not blood, but just ichor and pus down on top of whoever's below them, which a few of us found out. Unfortunately, when we got to the top of the stairs, Cora had held the door open for us, and there were some bad guys up there. We had a big fight, and some of us got pretty hurt. Some of us got not hurt at all. Just when we thought things were looking pretty bad, I think the father and Maria stepped in from the other recording room and shot the last couple bad guys for us, I think. And right now we are preparing to open the door once again. We can hear the last of the grackles, maybe three of them, going boom, boom, boom against the door. So once more into the fray. I think we've gathered up some of the heavy weapons that were used against us from the small house before. At least some of us have. Dorothy got tired of getting shot, so she's got a shotgun at least. And there we are, I think, before the door. Did I forget something?
Are we rolling luck?
Nope, next week.
Did we last week?
Yes.
That's good enough for me.
Yeah. Where you and Jim.
That's all he cares about.
You and Jim get lucky rolls.
No. Okay. So I think it makes sense that Maria has attempted to hide a little bit in this room so that if somebody comes rushing past whoever opens the door, she will have a good chance to attack it. She is as a shadow, according to her.
Yeah, at this point you are all together on the studio that actually goes down to this Aztec place.
So looking for a place within the studio where one could take pot shots if somebody comes into the studio, as opposed to us going after somebody, as opposed to us going down there.
We think we've cleared the area of the human people, I think. I think now it's a question of going down to face off the birds.
Yeah,
but you could. Yeah. I mean, you could stay up here and guard. I mean, obviously.
Well, I was assuming the humans may come back at us.
Yeah.
May come up the stairs. But in any case, she does not find a good hiding space. But she's crouched down somewhere. But
sounds
you can
good.
All see her.
Yeah. All right. You still hear the banging on the wall. I mean, on the door.
How many
flapping
do we
of
think
wings.
There are? Is it two? Is it three?
I think there was only one left.
But who knows? It was pitch black.
Right.
Yes, that's true. I thought we did some calculations.
You counted
based
the
upon
number
the cages.
Of the cages, yeah, and then sort of subtracted who you'd killed. And...
But now I forget what our math was.
Yeah, you figure regardless. Out that there will be at least, three of them.
Okay, so last time, all of us stand there with guns drawn and aimed at the door, and someone opens the door, then we'll all just blast them as soon as the door's open.
Feels like...
Okay.
Elliot, have you got any more bullets for this thing? Bullet for this thing? Singular.
I was about to say, I hand you over one .25 caliber bullet. I say, well, how about you? Do you feel okay using the shotgun, Doc? I mean, basically just aim in front of you and not at us.
Yeah, I think I can do that.
Okay, so I'll hand him the shotgun. I'll load it all for him and show him how to use it, and then I'll pull out my revolver and make sure it's loaded.
Okay, so you got a revolver. Dr. Utko has a shotgun. Who else is going to stand there in the front door? Well, in front of the door.
I guess if that's what we're doing, I'll get up. I have a pistol.
Dorothy's got a shotgun now.
All right, so...
good.
In order to make this a little bit more dramatic, let's all roll your shots and see, hits and for how many hit points.
These things were surprisingly difficult to hit.
Would we be considered point blank, Randall?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Well, that does not make enough difference for Maria.
What about Dr. Utko and Mr. Elliot?
Sorry, what are you asking about us?
Roll the
for shooting.
Shoot your shotgun, man.
I'm actually waiting to see what everyone else does before I just open up with this thing.
Okay. All right. So first is an extreme success, then I'll burn luck to make that a regular success. And I'll, just the first one. So two hits, and that'll be terrible is what that's going to be. 8, 9, 10, 11 damage. So it'd be 8 and 3.
Okay. And what about you, Cora? What are you doing?
Oh, I see a bunch of guys standing in front of the door. I'm standing back.
Okay. So, Dr. Utko, you're going to hold your shot?
Yeah, I'm afraid to shoot this thing. I'm not used to pulling the trigger on it.
Okay.
I'm going to say, shoot, Doc, shoot!
And Maria?
Maria missed.
Okay. Very good. So it's 11 points total, right? So, very good. So, who's going to open the door, by the way?
Someone who didn't shoot, I guess.
Oh, I'll open the door, sort of stepping out behind it.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, you kind of arrange that easily. Cora kind of gives you the signal, opens the door, and steps, you know, behind you guys, and you all shoot the birds are rushing into the room, and they kind of fall in front of you in pieces and bleeding this strange kind of strange ichory substance from their bodies. Make a sound roll, by the way.
Fail.
That's a pass.
1 point for failure.
Pass for Cora or for Dorothy.
All right. What about the? So you guys, you guys see that, and now there's only the darkness below because the lights are off, and you hear the crickets on the outside of the studio because the main door to the studio is open as well.
Well, what do you think, Father? Should we exorcise the demons that are downstairs?
I think. Most certainly you should.
Well.
Randall, was there like bottles and, you know, trash and stuff? Like normally what the leavings of criminals would be in a kind of like safe house?
Yes.
I'm thinking about making some Molotov cocktails.
Okay, that's going to take some time.
As long as you guys stay here and watch the door and make sure nothing comes out, I might have an idea on some better weapons to use against them.
Okay, make a 1d6.
Four.
Yeah, that's going to take you, you know, to get the gasoline out of, you know, one of the trucks that is outside. You know, find the bottles, prepare all that. It's going to take you around 40 minutes or so.
Are you sure we have that much time?
Mm-mm. I mean, we're waiting for reinforcements.
We are?
The police. Oh, right?
Oh, well, then they'll just handle it.
Or am I crazy, Randall?
Yeah, that's actually what you were expecting, for the police to come back after they left the scene.
Oh, that's what we were expecting, huh? Well, yeah, I mean, I'm just going to make some Molotov cocktails, and I figure we should keep the scene secured until the police arrive. And if they don't arrive and I finish making my Molotov cocktails, then...
I'm afraid the only honest police in Mexico City are in the hospital.
Is there...
or the morgue.
Are we sure there's no back door? It would be fantastic if they made this place without an exit. That would not be...
Well, that's... I'm hoping not.
I mean, but it would be a surprise if they did not make an escape. I mean, maybe they're stupid thugs, but...
Yes, I think you're right. Mr. Elliot, that's an interesting idea, but perhaps we should just do this the old-fashioned way and flush them out.
Well, okay.
If there isn't a way out.
Flush them out real well and make lots of light for us.
I actually have a thought. I wonder if it might not be handicapping us more than them to turn the lights off below if we decide to go back in with our flashlights.
They're already off, right?
I mean, maybe we should turn them back on.
But don't we have to go downstairs to turn them back on?
Isn't that what the plan is to do anyway?
Right.
Otherwise, with us walking around with flashlights, you know, that might make us sort of more targets. Yes, exactly.
Does anybody know how to run a generator before we... I mean, I assume we have to go turn it back on.
Yeah. Well, Professor Utko turned it, and, you know, Mr. Elliot turned it off. I'm sure they could just flip the other switch the other direction.
I think we got lucky.
Well, maybe you'll get lucky again. Let's go try it out.
So what's our plan? To go down there and arrest these people? Turn them over to the police then?
If they will have it.
Well, I assume that we are trying to continue on our original charge to find out about the strange things that happened to our employer, and we're being paid to follow through on those trails at a very nice per diem, I might add. And I assume that if we're not going to go down there, if we're just going to leave it to the police, we might as well just head back and report that we're done.
Well,
I mean, all trails lead this way.
I, for one, would like to question these people and understand their motivations better, their hallucinations.
It's
difficult to do that in front of the police, though.
Well, and I would like to determine who they actually are, because we weren't able to make an identification when we could just hear them in the darkness. Maybe it's Brooks.
I think you are saying to try not to kill them, though.
Not unless they force our hand.
Or try to actually follow through on their promise to eat us.
Yeah, that was a little unsettling.
Yes.
Well, let's go down there and apprehend them, and then we can question them and decide whether we turn them over to the police at that point.
Excellent plan, Doctor.
Sure. I'll take that Derringer back, Doc. Are you going to be able to shoot this time? Or do you want me to take the shotgun back?
If necessary. I didn't want to hit Miss King while she was opening the door there.
What a gentleman.
Here you go. Here's your pistol.
Put it back in my ankle holster. And then, I guess reload and get ready to head down. Now, is someone going to stay up here and watch the door or watch the stairs?
I believe the father had offered to do that.
Certainly, I can do so.
All right, Cora's going to pull out her flashlight and just start walking down the stairs.
All right, I'll head down with Cora.
I will go down, but I will attempt to be stealthy and out of the light.
Hey, you guys start going down. It's not a problem to stay out of the light, especially if you are falling behind, Maria. Cora is leading with a flashlight. Who's coming behind Cora?
Sounds like Elliot and Cora in the lead.
Okay.
I'll go after Elliot.
Yeah. What about Dorothy?
Dorothy's going with them. You know, I can get in, I'll slot in anywhere.
Okay. So as you start going down, you need to, you know, be careful not to step on the remains of the birds. Now you see that now they're all lying there, a few of them. You start stepping down, and you notice that the heads of the creatures, you know, they are disfigured. You don't know if it was because of the bullets, because of the fall into the stone steps, or something else. But they don't look like normal birds anymore.
Good thing we don't have the lights on at this point. Very disturbing.
So you keep going down, and you get down to the bottom of the stairs to this big hole. Anyone with anthropology that is, you know, from the one star down there wants to make a roll. Now that you are there taking more time and using the flashlight, you see the symbols again. The Aztec symbols adorning the walls of the hole.
I seem to recall we did some occult rolls on those last time.
Just to realize that they were Aztec symbols.
We left our anthropologists upstairs again.
Yep, sorry.
Can come back when it's safe.
So you keep walking on the hallway. You hear your steps as you're going down there. Even though you're trying not to make a sound, you can hear your steps echoing across the hall, and it is hard for anyone just to notice where they are coming from, right? You have this strange behavior of the echo in this this hall that transports the sound in a strange way. You keep going down.
Well, hold on. At some point, I'm going to raise my hand to sort of everybody stop and see if we keep hearing footsteps coming. Because presumably, if our footsteps are traveling, somebody else's would be as well.
Okay.
Do I hear anything echoing through the hallways?
Just a few steps. After you stop, the echo stops as well.
Yeah, I'm gonna look around, Randall, and see if I can spot anything. Okay. And I have night vision, the talent. So, in the dark, I reduce the difficulty level of spot rolls, and ignore the penalty die for shooting in the dark. So, let me roll a spot in to see if that even matters. Nope, doesn't. So, never mind.
Okay. So, we just got the father upstairs, right? Dorothy and Dorothy, you went down with them, right, as well. Just the father stayed behind, just to make sure. Pretty good. Mr. Elliot, even though you're pretty sure that you got a pretty good eye, even in the darkness, you look around and you don't see anything unusual from what you saw before. When you were coming down and the lights were still on, you keep walking down the hall, and remember that on both sides of the hall, on a, you know, quite a good distance, some 25 meters away from the bottom of the stairs, you notice two kind of small passages, one on the right hand side and the other one on the left hand side.
Right, with the wire, with the cord or, you know, cable running down from the generator into each one of those as well.
Correct.
Wait, did we pass the generator?
It is pretty close to the bottom of the stairs. Do you want to turn it back on?
Yes.
Okay. You can do that.
Because it turns lights on down here for us, right?
Yes, that is correct. All right.
So let's do that.
All right. You keep going down when you start hearing some singing. And the singing is of a female voice, very nice, has a very nice tone and rhythm. And
is it regular at all?
It's more like a humming than anything else.
But is it repeating like a melody?
Yes, it is a melody.
I will try to sort of pick it up.
Okay.
And sing along. Along.
When you join your voice to the humming, you can make a... Do you have music or...
I do. I have singing, yeah.
Yeah, singing. Go ahead. Make a roll.
Normal success.
Okay. You kind of catch the rhythm that he has, and you can mimic it. And you keep doing that, and a third voice joins, and a fourth voice joins. The other two voices, one of them is very harsh, and the other one is, you are not sure if it is a male voice or a female with a very deep voice.
Are they all singing the same, or is there harmony? Is there any sort of anything interesting going on, or is it just everybody sort of chanting the same melody?
It's the same melody, and at some point it switches, and you recognize it as the song that you have been hearing all along from De La Luz. You know, it changes quickly into that song, and you can all make a power roll.
Yeah. So I passed, but I'm going to, because they were talking about this weird, I'm actually going to start covering my ears a bit too, trying to muffle the effect.
You'll cover your ears?
Yes.
Okay.
How for me is a regular success.
Dorothy and Dr. Utko?
A pass. Regular success for Dorothy too.
Yeah, I actually got an extreme success.
Very nice. Yeah, you have heard the voice several times. I mean, the song several times already, and you have kind of become immune. But it has a distracting rhythm to it. Now that Maria has joined, it's kind of nice. You keep hearing, and you start feeling a little bit strange, but you're still in control of yourselves. You keep going down.
So can I?
Whoa!
Can I? I want to try to push the song into a different, to see if they react to me. So if I sing and start jazzing it or changing it, to see if I can control it at all.
Okay, you wanna try to change the rhythm and all that, see if they follow or.
Yeah.
Continue, yep. Right. Yep. Yeah. No, you can do that. You already passed that sing role. You can try to sing something differently, and you start noticing that the rhythm kind of breaks, but then it goes back to normal. But then you keep doing that, and it breaks again.
Great.
And you do notice that every time it breaks, you feel more in control of yourselves.
I will keep that up as long as I can.
Okay.
And I'm going to
keep messing with them.
Yeah. So I'm going to start humming a little different song. I don't know what's a popular song. You must have heard something. But I'm just going to hum a little tune to myself to try to create background noise to it as well.
Very good. So you're doing that. What do you guys want to do? Do you want to keep going Are you going to the corridors? What's your plan? You're just past a few meters from the generator that you already turned on.
Which way are the voices coming from?
You don't know.
It's yeah, we can't tell because of the unique characteristics.
Echoey. Okay.
Well, I remember taking a look at a little bit at some of those crates before. Is there anything I forgot now though? Was there anything special or was I just trying to get a look at the room?
Ammo and supplies. Food supplies.
Oh, ammo and food supplies. Okay, so yes. Nothing special. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll let the leaders lead and follow behind.
Right.
Did we get so we got the generator up and running?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That was an easy task.
So how about we have the doctor, why don't you take my pistol and I'll take the shotgun and I'll lead up front.
Well, all right. I don't want to accidentally shoot somebody.
The dimensions of this room are huge, right? So you don't have to walk by yourself.
Right. You can all walk right next to each other. And
we've already looked in the main room, and we need to go to the corridors. So if we're going in the corridors, I think they're a little bit smaller.
Let's go to the right here. This one.
All right, cool. Great.
Suddenly you hear a male voice. None of the ones you are trying to bake with your singing, Maria. And he says, quiet! Quiet!
Did they stop singing?
Apparently, he's agitated.
No.
Can I use psychology on that voice to see, like, is it agitated? Is it frustrated, angry?
You can roll.
Oh God! I've got a massive psychology, and I rolled a 92, so I failed. Actually, you know what? I'm going to spend.
Might be worth pushing it if you have that good of a roll.
I'm going to spend for a regular success.
Sounds good. Yes, sounds very angry. And
do that some more. It's pissing him off.
Yeah, I'll keep it up.
The more frustrated they are, the less likely they'll be effective in opposing us.
All right. You go to the one on the right, correct?
Yes.
Very good. So you keep going down the corridor, and on the side of the corridor, you know, this is more narrow than the main hall, but it's still wider than, you know, any other corridor in any house. Maybe it could be meter and a half, 2 meters wide. So a couple, even three of you can even, you know, go there. Close to each other, walking right next to each other. And
we can't tell if the singing is getting quieter or louder as we go down the corridor.
No, you keep hearing this confusing and melody that you're trying to mess up with. And you make another sing roll.
That is another hard success.
Yeah, okay. So you continue to do that successfully. You keep going down the corridor. It could be like 15, 20 meters long. And you can see that it starts widening at the very end as you keep walking. And you see that it leads into kind of a circular room. Like, you see that the walls on the right and left, this is kind of, you're walking there. The lights here are not as strong as they were on the previous hall. The light bulbs, they're more spared. You can see maybe a couple of them. It is very dark. But you do notice in this circular room, in the middle of it, there seems to be some sort of well. And so a small canal, just like the one that was described to you, that was found in LA, a small canal kind of goes down, you know, back through the corridor you were coming from. You didn't notice this before because the canal was empty.
Is there something that we can put in the canal, something we can block it off with? Just whatever, a crate or anything?
You look around, there are no crates here or anything like that.
How big or deep is it?
The canal?
Mm-hmm.
Could be some 30 inches maybe.
How about deeper? The well, though? Is it like a well that goes down or deep, more like a collection point, like a reservoir? It's a pit. Yeah. It's a deep well.
Well, you're not standing right next to it to find out. Just let me know.
Is the liquid running to the well or from it?
Yes, this is pretty much at a dead end, right?
But which way is the liquid going, to it or from it?
It's dry, isn't it?
No, the well?
The canal.
That's what I'm saying. The canal is dry, yes.
Oh, it's still dry. Okay, I'm sorry. Yes. I thought you said it was – we didn't notice it earlier and that it was – okay, never mind. No,
yeah, you didn't notice earlier because it was empty. It's dry.
And it's still empty. I'm with you.
It is.
So, Randall, does the channel go down the corridor in the direction we came and away from us, or does it cross?
Away from you. You didn't see any point where this canal was going to on the hull, from the hull. Is that what you were asking?
So we're still in this corridor, right? The right-hand corridor?
Yes.
Does the canal go parallel to the corridor?
Got it. Yes, it does.
Yeah. No, okay.
It is parallel.
In the same direction as the corridor. So,
same direction, yes.
And does it just suddenly stop, or does it go back into that room we just came out of?
No, that's what I'm saying. The canal goes into the well,
mm-hmm.
what it looks like, and it goes... follows the main corridor. You now follow it with the flashlight back to where you were coming from, mm-hmm. and you don't see where it ends.
So let's go back the way we came from,
mm-hmm.
because this is a dead end, and we'll choose a different corridor. But
do we want to look down that well?
I think we came this far. We really should. Maybe that's the wrong choice of words.
Maybe it's a passage that goes down to a lower level. Maybe there's a ladder or something in there.
Yeah, or some stairs within or something.
Yeah.
I'll peek.
Okay. So you guys go there. Utko, Dorothy, mm-hmm. Maria, Cora, Elliot, where are you guys doing?
I'm still hanging out in the back away from the well.
I'll go with them.
Okay. Elliot, you're going with them. Cora?
Wait, no. Maria, are you going with them or are you staying at the well?
They are going to the well. I am not going to the well. I'm in the room, or I'm in the corridor saying, let's go back, and they're saying we want to look down the well. So I say, go ahead, go look down the well.
I will stay with you, but be looking back from where we came from to make sure nobody gets us
falling
caught off guard.
Yeah. Yep.
Very good. Make a spot in a roll, both of you, Maria and Cora. And in the meantime, Elliot, you said you were going as well, right? Who's got the flashlight from the four of you who is speaking?
We got the generator running, right?
Yes, but as I said, the light here is, you know, this room is very dark.
Not me.
Okay,
I don't need the flashlight.
I'll take the flashlight because I just have this little tiny pea shooter.
Okay. Okay, Cora and Maria, did you pass this in roll?
Extreme success.
0-4.
Very good.
Beat me by two.
You two guys, you're Cora and Maria, you're pretty sure that at the very, like, looks like at the very other end, there's a dim light. And you're pretty sure that you see shadows on the other end of the, what you now understand as the other end of the corridor. You know, like maybe 75 meters away or something like that from where you're standing right now. And the other two, the other four guys, make dexterity rolls. Or, I mean, dodge rolls.
Dodge roll?
Yes.
Okay, the four of us at the well make a dodge roll.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Ooh. I fail horribly.
I need to find out who fails the worst.
I did. I'll tell you right now.
I failed by
73 points.
Oh, I do really I well. Make a,
come yeah, on, Max.
Normal success.
I rolled a 19, Sean.
Dr. Utko, as you are, you know, you took the flashlight, right? And you headed towards the well to light it for the others to find out, you know, looking for a stair or something else that is in that well or in that pit. And when you get close enough, you didn't notice that the edge was kind of slippery. You kind of try to fall, but you kind of sit on the edge of the pit.
Mm-hmm.
But something flashes from the very bottom of the pit and grabs you by the leg and pulls down immediately.
I probably dropped the flashlight, huh?
You probably dropped the flashlight.
With a 95. I rolled a 95. Come on.
So the flashlight is kind of falling along with you, Dr. Utko, towards the pit. And
I'm going to try and grab him.
Make a hard dex roll.
Jesus, Doc, hold on! a hard dex roll?
Yes.
Can I push it? And if I fail my push, I start to get pulled down?
You fall in as well.
You will fall into the pit as well.
Oh, sure. Yes, good. I made a 14. That is all burn two luck and make it in. Oh, no, I can't because it's a push.
Yeah.
But it's a hard. It's
okay. Away so from you grab his hand as it is being he's being pushed or pulled into the pit, and the flashlight is falling, and you can see glimpses of what is on the wall of this pit as it is falling down, and you're pretty sure that you see a lot of shining teeth. Laughing and opening mouths on the wall, and as you're grabbing there his hand, make a strength roll.
Strength roll, okay. Ooh, that is my weakest skill.
Never go down the
wall. 100.
There's the Max we know and love.
I saw the first elder sign and I was like, yes. And then I saw the second elder sign and I was like, shit.
A lot of luck,
Elliot. You're slipping.
Can Dorothy do anything? She's kind of near
it. It would be more luck than I could spend because my strength is 35.
Ooh. Utko is stronger than you. That's ridiculous.
well, hold on tight, then.
Yeah. That's
right. So, Utko, you feel this kind of thing around your body. This round starts kind of, you know, you feel constricting and you feel like you're losing your air and your breath. And
Sorry, go ahead.
Make a 1d4.
Okay. 2.
Damage for this hit points for this round.
Now, is the entire well itself, the entire cylinder of the well, constricting, or is there something reaching up to grab me?
No, just whatever is grabbing you from the leg. Yeah.
Did I get a glance of it as the light?
Yes. It is a huge mouth.
Do I get to make a sanity roll?
Yes, please.
And, okay. I passed.
Max, you pass?
Yeah.
Doctor, I hate you. Why would you bring that up?
just 1 point. Max, are you falling into the pit, or are you able, is someone able to grab you just before you fall into the pit as well?
Well, I made it. I made my hard dex roll, but I failed my strength roll. So I'm guessing my grip is slipping. Yeah,
yes. I slipped out of your hands.
Slipped.
Yeah, you cannot hold in. You're not strong enough, and the pull is very hard. So if you don't let it go, you're gonna fall into the pit with him.
Okay, can I take an action?
Yes, just 1 second.
So I have. Oh, yep.
Just 1 second, you take your action. Mr. Elliot, make a sand roll.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, Dorothy and
success.
Dorothy, you should make a sand roll as well.
A sand roll? Okay.
Yes.
I succeed, Randall.
Okay, just 1 point.
She passes her sand roll.
Just 1 point, as you see the mouth there. It is pushing Utko, towards it. And you see that, it kind of pushes Utko. Utko, what do you want to do?
So I've got this one-shot Derringer in my hand. I guess I'm
No, you don't. I took the Derringer back, and I gave you my 45. I gave you my 45, and I took the Derringer.
You took the shotgun.
And the shotgun. Yeah.
Okay. So I have a 45 in my hand. I guess my other hand is trying to desperately grasp the edge of the pit. And I just reach down. I assume I can kind of feel where this thing has grabbed me around the legs. And
yes.
I shoot at it, put the muzzle right up against whatever it is. I'm assuming it's like somebody's arm or something that has a grip on me. And I just pull the trigger.
Okay.
So no roll.
Multiple Great. Times. Oh, that's right. We set a precedent for this a couple of
learned.
All right. So you
what would you like me to roll?
Just make make a shot for the
Okay. Yes. So true to form, I rolled a 92 to hit. I guess I'm flailing around wildly. I'd actually like to just, fire as many shots as I can.
Okay. It's got three shots, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Three shots, so that would be with a penalty die.
With a penalty,
So that first one's a 92. Do they all get three penalty dice, or does it increase?
No, second gets one penalty die. Third gets two penalty die.
Okay. So the second roll is an 82. That misses. And then the third roll is an 85, so they all miss.
So you start shooting wildly as you fall into the middle of the mouth, and let's get into dex rolls. I mean dex order, sorry. Let's see. So, Cora, you hear Utko screaming and shooting or something. Dorothy's also there in the edge of the... of the pit, and Elliot seems to, be screaming as well, calling for Dr. Utko. What are you doing?
I'm continuing to watch so we don't get, we're not distracted by whatever's going on here. So are any of those shadows moving any closer to us?
No, you see them at the very end of the other side.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm doing, is sort of watching to see if they're going to try to take advantage of the confusion.
Okay. So next, Mr. Elliot.
Or Maria.
Oh, and Maria. No, let's see. Maria is 65. Yes. 65. Yes.
And then I'm 60.
Yes. Maria, what are you doing?
I will look up at Cora, and I will just hold up a hand, and I will try to slink into the shadows down towards those shadows, but I'm going to try to hide as I head down there.
Okay.
Ooh, I get a 0.5, which is just barely an extreme success on my stealth.
Okay. So you want to go to the other end of the corridor, right?
I will start heading towards the other end of the corridor. Towards, yep.
Yeah, it's going to take you about 3 rounds to get there.
Okay.
So, Elliot.
I'm going to... We can't see any of these creatures around us, other than that big creature in the pit.
Yes, the flashlight is there now at the very bottom. Probably in a few seconds, you're going to be in total darkness. The flashlight is swallowed by the creature, but you still got this round.
Oh, well, it's not like I'm going to reach in there and grab it. So I guess I'll turn around. Did I see Udko get eaten?
Not in this round.
Not on this round.
Good question.
I'm just gonna take aim with the shotgun, and if that thing eats Udko, I'm gonna blast it in the face.
Okay. Very good. Dorothy?
You're muted.
Steve? All right, Dorothy is just there.
She's on
gasping.
Hold.
Yeah, gasping. Doesn't know what to do. Udko, you can make a strength roll, try to get loose of the, now that you notice, tongue that is wrapping around your body as you, you know, fall into its mouth.
So let me ask this question. Is there anything for me to grab onto, or... Like, I assume if I slipped into this hole, it must be fairly steep.
Yes. And
so
you can.
There's not really anywhere for me to go.
You can try to, you know, touch the wall,
lunge upward and grab Elliot's arm or something like that.
He's too far away now.
Oh, all right. Well, I failed my strength roll, so it doesn't matter.
Okay. All right. So,
it's back.
It's back. Dorothy, what are you doing?
Well, Dorothy's got this big old shotgun, and would be a shame to have brought it all the way down here and not use it, I think. So, how close? I don't want to hit Udko. Is he like being waved all around like the walls, or is he like getting pulled? I guess I didn't really understand. Is there a big mouth at the bottom of the well, or
yes,
are these like mouths on the side of the walls and they're like trying to get pulled to one of the small mouths and eaten that way, or like what?
Well, now that you put it like that, both.
Okay.
Excellent description. More fun.
Yes.
Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, Udko. You do notice this whenever you know you try to struggle with the tongue, you kind of hit your face on one of the walls of the pit, and something bites your cheek.
If only I could see it.
Yeah, you're in a few seconds pass and you're in total darkness. So what are you doing, Dorothy? Are you shooting?
Yeah, with all these mouths to choose from, I should be able to choose something bad to shoot at that and not hit Udko.
So the mouths are on the walls of the pit, and the big mouth is the one that is chewing right now, Dr. Udko.
Wait, is chewing him? I'm sorry, yes. I missed that part when I was in the pit. It literally has him. Okay, is there... what would I even shoot? Its lips? Try to shoot his chin off or something like that? I'm not quite sure. Could I get a shot at the thing that actually has a hold of him?
The tongue.
Yeah,
yeah. The tongue? You can right. You can shoot Utko on the, you know, if you do that.
Yeah, probably. It's definitely going to shoot Utko. Is that
what yes.
And he's too far down to grab, probably.
Oh, yes.
Yes, he's way down in there.
Yes, if only Elliot, you know, was stronger.
Stronger. He was fast.
I blame Elliot.
He was fast, but not strong.
I'm sure he'll have many dreams about that, nightmares about that moment.
Yeah, I'm sure that blame is going to last for so long, Dr. Utko. All of minutes.
Elliot, it's your fault.
Okay, yeah, she's going to try to blast. I'll just try to blast the thing that's eating him, see if I can avoid shooting Utko. Okay, that is going to be a miss.
Okay, roll damage.
You tried too hard to avoid him. You should have just shot through him.
Should have tried to shoot Utko is what I should have.
That's true, and then you would have missed. It would have been fine.
It would have been perfect. Okay, it's 46, right? So that's 12 and 4, so 16.
All right. No. Utko, so you start feeling like this tongue is, you know, is too strong, still constricting you, and you start hearing that you start breaking from the inside, your bones start breaking, and then you hear maybe for a few nanoseconds a shot, and then total darkness. And then all of you start hearing some laughing from the multiple mouths on the beat. And it is madness. Make sound roll, especially you, Dorothy.
Yeah.
You were hearing Dr. Utko screaming, and after you shot, there's nothing. Just laughing.
Oh, God. It's terrible.
Oh, man. I'm crushing these sand rolls.
She made a pass. Passed by 4. But she's still okay. Crying.
Yes. Pass is a 1d2.
1d2. Okay.
Be a kind keeper. So let's go back to the top. Cora.
Sorry, I'm still watching Maria make her way down the hallway.
Okay.
Watching for anything that might be lunging out at her. So I can't see her due to her extremely high or extremely good stealth roll, so...
You hear some screaming on the back.
I'm always hearing screaming around here.
So. Yeah. Okay, Maria.
I say under my breath a small prayer, and I keep on trucking down the hall stealthily.
Okay, make a stealth with the bonus die.
So I already have a bonus die. Does that mean I get 2 bonus dice?
Oh yeah, sure.
All right, so this is a 20. I will spend 1 luck and make that a success.
Okay. You're still hearing the singing, although it has missed one voice. The song is only like, you know, coming from a female voice now and maybe another voice that you are not able to identify. But the harsh voice is gone.
Hmm. Must have been Utko.
Mm.
It's hard to say with your mouth full. Yeah.
Yeah, Doctor. Mr. Elliot. What are you doing?
So at the edge of this pit, I can still see this thing down there.
You hear now some bomb. Kind of crashing and
I'm just gonna start shooting. I'm just gonna start shooting down there.
Okay.
So 31 is I will burn a little luck and make that a success. And I don't know what kind of range, short, medium, or long, you want me to roll damage for.
Oh, no, just make damage. Roll roll your shooting and then roll damage. Close range.
Close range. Okay.
That's cool.
Thirteen damage
total. Were you good? You keep hearing something, a strange noise, you know, like something crushing, then.
Dinner.
How long would it take me to go run and grab a gas can and get back
from here? The generator room?
Yeah.
Yes, there were a couple of cans. Remember that from last session?
Yeah, totally. Okay. Oh, police helicopter. It's going to get loud.
All right. So maybe,
four rounds? I'll totally go grab a jerry can full of gasoline.
Okay.
Light it on fire or pour it down on top of this thing and then light it on fire.
After you shoot, you kind of think about doing that. Dorothy.
She is gonna. Well, she's gonna try to back up a little bit so she doesn't get grabbed as well from that thing. But I guess she'd like to shoot with her shotgun on the way back as she cries for Dr. Utko. No. She has an 11, so that's going to be a good strong success.
Oh, now you pass.
Yeah, now, right, yeah. Really.
Now there's no one in the way.
Yeah, that's what it was, yeah. So, that's not much damage, though. Oh, 14.
You hear some scream that, gets into your bones. It's horrible. It's like an injured animal screaming, in pain. Then you start hearing again the horrible, horrible chewing. And let's go back to the top. Oh, by the way, Father, what are you doing? You're standing there. After a couple of minutes, you start hearing some weird singing. Since you say behind and in the main studio, it's not strong enough for you to realize what it is. But then you start hearing some screaming and some someone shooting, and you hear the noise of the shotgun several times. What are you doing?
So par for the course, pretty much what I would have expected. I believe that we're kind of expecting that the police will show up at some point, right?
Yes, well, that's what you keep expecting to happen.
And that hasn't happened yet.
Not yet.
Has anyone else showed up?
No, you are there alone. You keep watching towards the main door, the main entrance of the studio, and you still see nothing or no one coming down.
Well, I guess I will continue to wait then.
Very good. All right, Cora.
So how far away now is Maria?
A couple of rounds away. Maybe some 50 meters away from you, 40.
All right. I'm gonna start stealthily sort of sliding up behind her just so that she's not so far out of range that I couldn't shoot at something that jumped at her.
Okay. You're following Maria.
Do you want me to roll stealth or anything? Or
if you want to go stealthy, yes. Use a bonus die. It's too dark.
Hard success.
Okay. Very good. So you're going behind Maria. Dr. Elliot, he just passes by you in a hurry as you're going down, you know, trying to go stealthy. You see him running blindly towards the, you know, looks like the hall. Dorothy, what are you doing?
So before Dorothy goes, do I make it down to the end of the hall on this third round before Elliot runs?
You actually, you know, you reach the end of this corridor, this round. Mm-hmm. So you see the beginning of the next one. You keep going down that corridor?
Do I see any sign of what was making the shadows?
No yet, no. You still see, now you can clearly see more shadows there, right? Like, you know, see, the light is very dim, but you see the shadows in the back wall.
So still further down?
Oh, yes. On the other, completely on the other end. You will realize by now that distance of the other hall is pretty much the same that you just covered coming back from the
room. So I've made it back to the midpoint, and now I'm going down the other corridor.
Exactly.
Yep, I'll keep going.
All right. So we're out of combat now. So let's just say that you continue going down the corridor. You look back, and you see Cora coming behind at quite a, you know, a few meters away from you. Dorothy, what are you planning to do? You're just there in the darkness right now.
Right,
light in the corridor, but this place is pitch black.
Yeah, she was just backing away from the well, and she's just going to, I guess, just kind of sit down and
sob.
And sob a little bit. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And try to make sure nothing comes out of the out of the well.
Okay. Nothing comes out from the well.
Okay.
But then after a few seconds, you hear the other harsh voice joining into the singing.
Oh, from down inside the well?
No. You remember that, you know, the sound here, you cannot identify where the sound is coming from. So you just hear a voice joining in the singing.
It doesn't sound like Utko, does it?
Oh, no.
Good. Man will never sing again.
Sorry, Matt. Elliot, you reach the generator, couple of gas cans lying there right next to it. Sell you back.
Cool. I'll grab two gas cans.
Okay.
And then head back.
All right. Maria, you're approaching the other room. And now that you're here, you can clearly notice that the main part of the singing is definitely coming from here.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm looking for them. And I sort of, I'm going to roll and see if I notice Cora coming behind me. Listen, that is a normal success on listen. So I might have looked back at some point while we were sneaking down. But yeah, I will try to sneak up to the door and peek in and see what I see.
Yeah, there's no door, right? When you come to
doorway.
No. So when you come to the doorway, this is a different room. Still, it's not that big. And this one, it is a normal square room. And there is a couple in one of the corners. The light here is very dim. And they are kind of rocking, you know, looks like a man is holding a woman who's clearly seeing him. And he's just there kind of rocking him to one side and the other. You get the flashlight. You get a flashlight? I don't recall. No, you didn't, right?
No, I'm just using the lights from the, because we turn just the normal lights, yeah.
Yes, and inside, there are no light bulbs in this room, but there are a lot of candles.
Okay. And
that is what is projecting the shadows on the back wall as they are rocking. You do notice that, that couple in one of the corners. And the man turns to you and says, "What have you done? What have you done?"
My stealth roll doesn't help me at all here.
Well, as you enter the room,
up on them.
Yes, you kind of.
I'm sneaking up on the dark. My goal was to surprise them, but.
Okay, you want to surprise them and do what? You can do it. Like you have a free action before they spot you. Let's say.
So I guess, what's in this? What do I see in this room? There's them. There's some candles. They're sitting on something. It's just sort of a barren concrete room, or
no? It looks like a bed. It looks like a bed in one of the corners of the room, and they are sitting there on the edge of the bed, and they have what seems to be some sort of you at this point you're still sneaking into the room and you're looking around, and other than some books lying around, you see a very on the other end of the room, you notice a very expensive record player with a lot of records lying around.
Mm-hmm. So the father said that we needed to remove the devil from the basement, and I only know one way to do that. So I have, if hidden, I have two surprise attacks as my talent, so I would like to shoot each of them once.
Okay, go ahead and do that. You're still coming stealthy.
So that is a 0-2 for one of them. And a 60 for the other. We're going to spend a mess of luck and hit each of them.
Okay.
And we are going to roll some damage there. Come on! So 6 on the woman and 4 on the man.
Okay. They both scream in pain. And as the woman turns towards you, you can finally see her face. It was covered because he was against the chest of the man that you just shot as well. And while I send a picture of the woman that you see, let me go back to Dr.
The woman with
Mr.
the missing face?
Yes. Yeah. Let me go back to Mr. Elliot. Mr. Elliot, what are you doing?
I'm going running back to the pit. I'm going to pour one full gas can in.
Mm-hmm.
Light a cigarette. Throw it in. Does it catch on fire?
Oh, yes. And you hear some horrible screaming again.
And then I'm going to start dumping. And then I'm going to start dumping the second gas can full of gas on top of it.
Okay.
Throw it once about half of it has emptied. Just drop it in the pit to explode.
All right.
Get some explosion damage on this guy.
Okay. Dorothy, you do see Elliot doing that. Do you want to do anything else?
Yeah, she'll kind of pull herself together, kind of wipe her tears, and help them with the other can to avenge their friend.
Very good.
Too late. Yeah. I did both did both cans.
Too late, no invention, baby.
you can come over and supervise, but
yeah, you do see that that Elliot is, you know, pouring some gas into the pit, and you hear this horrible screaming, and both of you, actually the four of you, including Cora, need to do a scent check. Screaming is just horrible. It's like a dozen voices are screaming at once.
You're welcome. That's a fail.
Four of us. That's all of us, right? Four of us?
Yes, all of you.
Okay.
Especially because of the way the sound carries in this room. So failure is a 1d4. Pass is a 1 point.
All right. That is 3. It affects my musical ear.
Cora, you're still following behind Maria?
Well, so as soon as I first heard the first gunshot go off, I'm running down the hallway at this point. I'm not stealthy anymore.
Got it.
I didn't even know Maria had a gun, so this is all very, very interesting to me.
Very good. So next round you will reach the room. And both of you, you know, Cora, when you get there, this man just stands and holding, you know, with a hand in his chest, screaming in pain, turns to you, Maria, and says, "What have you done? Ah, my love, my love." And he turns towards the woman. And you can see that what seems to be the remains of a human face, you know, as you can see that horrible gash in the middle of her face, you know, it's like she's got a third mouth in where, you know, where her nose was, and you see the other mouth is completely deformed as well, because it's kind of has teeth where her upper lips should be. There are teeth all around, from coming down from the opening of her nose to the, you know, upper lips, and it's a horrible. And she was the one singing, and as soon as you shot her, she stopped singing, and now he's kind of screaming in pain. Make a sound roll.
Sure, I can do that.
Can I even hear her over the other screaming?
Exactly, yeah. This one is a success, I think, unless I messed up my sand there. Yeah, no, I'm good. So that's like, yeah, what do we have on a success for seeing her face again in person?
Success, just 1 point.
Okay.
If you miss, it's 1d8. Did you pass, Cora?
Oh, sorry. I'm so lost over who. Yes, I passed.
Okay. Very good. So let's go back in order. So, Cora, you act first. Now that you are there with Maria, the guy is just trying to hold the woman, but she is kind of standing and he's about to jump Maria.
Oh, I shoot her immediately. That's my whole point, was to protect Maria, not realizing that she was a shot, you know, shooting machine. That is a hit. I'm going to actually take a couple shots at her. So that's one, two hits. So that is for 3 and 9. So 12 points of damage. Oof.
Okay, Maria, you go next. Oh, hold on. Actually, you are. What's your dex again? 65.
Yep.
Okay, so you need to make either a dodge roll or fight back. As what you now notice is Leticia launches at you.
All right. I will dodge.
Ooh.
Or not. Fail my dodge roll.
Okay. So, you know, this woman, or, you know, what used to be a woman, bites you in the chest. For 4 points of damage.
Oh.
And now you can do something.
All right. I will, yeah, drop the pistol and attempt to put a knife in her. Does she dodge or fight back?
She fights back.
I get a normal success.
She gets a failure.
All right. So I will hit her, for six.
Oh,
with the knife.
You get the knife into her chest, and you can see that her hands will look like, you know, just pretty much bone covered with some skin. Brown skin grabs into your neck as she dies trying to kill you there, trying to go for another bite. And the man starts screaming and pulls out the pistol.
He does.
Mr. Elliot.
Are you back? He said be right back. Oh, he's back.
Yes, I'm back.
What are you doing? You now start, you know, smelling this strange smell, like, I don't know, human flesh burning. Just smells just like pig burning, actually.
Right. But I also heard gunshots coming from down the other corridor.
Yes, you did.
So I'm going to run that way with my shotgun.
It was more like, you know, handgun shots.
Right.
Okay. All right. So you go to your room. Dorothy?
Dorothy
muted? Maybe?
Or maybe it got kicked off again? Oh, there he is.
Yep. She will follow Elliot.
Okay. And,
to the other room.
Very good. Father, make a listen roll.
Listening. Do I listen? No.
All right. So since you didn't listen, what you hear is someone pointing a gun at you and says something in Spanish. How was your Spanish?
Non-existent.
You turn around and you see some men wearing some uniform screaming at you.
Is it a police uniform?
Yes.
Okay. I will put my hands up.
All right. They will just kind of, you know, see if you have any guns. And one of them is going to say something in Spanish. And then they're going to keep going down the corridor. And one of them, they're like six men. One of them looks very young, comes to you and says in a broken English, stay here, Father, stay here.
Yes, of course. Thank you. My compatriots went that way. The bad guys went that way.
All right.
I hope you can tell them apart.
What way are you pointing when you say the bad guys?
Well, didn't we expect that the bad guys were down that way?
Well, they were. Well, yeah. There's some shooting down there, right? As well as, you know, your compatriots also went that way.
Well,
so
yeah.
It's kind of the same way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Okay, good. All right, so back to the top, Cora. You see that the man that was sitting there right next to Leticia pulls out the pistol.
I shoot him. I hit him for 2 points.
Okay. All right. So he's going to shoot. Check.
What is he shooting at?
Yeah. Good question.
So make a lock roll, both of you, whoever fails.
I'll fail.
02.
Yes, Maria. You just kill the love of his life.
So I will dive for cover.
Nice. Okay.
He tries to shoot at me.
All right. Go ahead. Try to do that.
Is there a roll on dive for cover? Is it like dodge with a bonus, or I don't understand.
Isn't that just a normal roll for dodge?
No, well, I don't know. Dive for cover is better than dodging.
It's a dex.
Pulp rule. What am I looking for? It's not going to be in the main book. It's going to be in the pulp book.
Check.
Does anyone, no one remembers this one, huh?
No.
No, they're actually trying to look it up.
Okay. I feel like it's sort of a free dodge. Normally you lose your action. Maybe it gives him it's going to at least give him a penalty die. But let's see here. Pulp Cthulhu. Dive for cover. Slowly searching. Nimble does not lose action. Okay, so that's the talent I have. That's a good sign. Dun, dun, dun. Dive for cover, chapter 7. Oh, target diving for cover, chapter 7. Oh, that's in the Call of Cthulhu rulebook. It is a normal.
Normal dodge?
Apparently it's a normal rule.
No.
So it's something that theoretically we sort of ought to know. DI diving skill, no. Diving for cover, 108, 113. A target that is aware of being fired upon may react by diving for cover. Diving for cover requires a dodge roll. If this is successful, the target presents a more difficult target, and the attack gets one penalty die.
Got it.
Oh, it's because you can't dodge you can't normally dodge against a pistol. That's why. Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All right. So I fail my dodge roll as I dive because I'm already on the ground. I guess
we still got to learn the rule. So.
Exactly.
He tells to hit you.
Right.
For 8 points of damage, Maria.
That's a success. Ouch.
Is that a con roll?
8 is not half of either what I have left or my total.
Okay. All right. So, Elliot.
How about me?
Oh, yes. Go ahead, Maria.
How far away is he?
You don't lose the action then.
Right. So my nimble. I don't because I have the nimble talent.
The nimble talent. Okay.
Yep.
Yes. Close range. Point blank.
He's point blank. I dropped my gun. I am going to. attempt to jump him and knife him.
Okay.
What's he going to do?
He's going to fight back.
All right. I get a hard success.
99. Do damage?
99?
Mm-hmm.
Oof. Well, I only scrape him, but at least I'm now got him wrapped up. 1 point of damage.
Pretty good. Mr. Elliot, you enter the room as you see Maria trying to cut a man in this small room. It's like, maybe not that small, but it's maybe 4 by 4. Mr. Elliot? Max?
I was talking, but muted. Okay. I'm going to go, since Maria's in combat, I'm not going to use the shotgun. So I'm going to run up and try and smash the guy in the face with the butt of the shotgun.
Okay. Use bonus die.
One!
Nice.
And an 11. That was my two options.
Oh, yes.
Not bad options.
He goes down anyways. You don't know if he's dead or unconscious at this point. He's down. And Dorothy, you entered the room just in time to see that. And you both look around the room and you see this woman lying there on the floor with her face completely deformed. And you can both make sanctuary rolls.
Just in time for that. Oh, that's going to fail.
Well, 1d8.
It's all catching up to her. 1d8.
One. Yes. I have been
7.
So lucky.
Big killing it. Too not much so for much Dorothy. With Dorothy. Yeah, it's all just been adding up on her.
Yeah. What about the idea roll?
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Oh, she makes that handily with the 15.
Of course.
Okay. All right. Make a 1d10.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, man. I got caught.
How many two. Rounds is going to last? It's got a specific effect.
Just two.
Okay. So you got very violent. And you do notice that because of this woman, Dr. Utko is dead. And even if she's lying there, clearly dead by now, you jump on her, start smashing her face, her horrible face. She's got like two mouths in one, one mouth coming across her face in where her nose should be, you know, making one horrible, horrible mouth with normal mouth. And you start smashing her face as you enter. I mean,
Dorothy,
you jump
stop.
On her.
What are you doing?
You ugly, ugly woman. He was a wonderful human being. It's because of you.
Get a hold of yourself, Master.
And now you start hearing some footsteps coming down and some voices in Spanish.
What are they saying?
Yes.
Who's there? The police is here. Who's there?
Oh, good. Finally. Come in quickly. And I say, it's the police. The police are coming.
Excellent. Yes. Although I am going to try to pull Dorothy off while the police are showing up.
All right. Yeah. Make a strength roll. Just to see if you can get a hold of her. Someone is helping. You get an extra die.
Yeah, I'll help.
Oh, I was trying to talk through that.
Okay.
I have a simple success.
Okay. You can, you know, hold your arms for a couple of rounds until she starts crying on your shoulder, on your chest.
There, Dorothy. Let it all out.
And
did something happen to Utko? Where's he?
And I will ask the police, where is the father? Did you see him as you came in? Is he okay?
Yes, he's okay.
Can I go up there?
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you.
What happened here? We were told that there were a lot of criminals down here, but we just found a lot of bodies upstairs, and now this, and they're looking at the couple, and now because of all the blood that Dorothy was able to, you know, get in Letitia's face, they do not get to roll sanity for now.
It was a public service.
It was horrible. It was a gang down here. They were threatening our lives. We wanted to wait for you, but we didn't want them to get away.
Yes, we were told by the detective we need to come in a hurry. This is all happening in Spanish, so those that don't speak Spanish don't understand a word. And to wrap it up, do you guys want to do anything in specific before we close the scene of Mexico City?
Oh, if I can get the father to take me to go see the cardinal or whoever it is for confession, I would be just blown away.
Yeah, Dorothy, I think, is going to go along on that trip. It's been a while since she's prayed, but I think after tonight she may start again.
Of course we can arrange that. Mr. Elliot, I believe you are probably overdue for confession.
I'm sure I am, Father. Thanks. But I want to see if we can identify who these people were. Do they have any identification on them, who this guy is?
Patricia, her husband, and JB?
Yeah.
JB. Jonathan Brooks. Them, right? Yes. Yeah. American. Okay. From LA. From California.
Is there anything else, I guess, of use in that room? We, I guess we'll need a lead if we're to follow this trail of corruption across the globe.
We have some leads still, I think. We have those letters and...
We do.
There's all those records. I didn't see there's all the records in here with the record player, right?
He mentioned the records, and he said something about books at one point, too.
Yes, but you go around them, and you can see that there are more books about Mesoamerican cultures, you know, the Aztecs, the Mayan, the Inca Empire, and nothing else you can find of value, you know, that you wouldn't normally find on the library. The records are all of Mexican bands.
What's the real music?
It's real music. And you find, you know, of course, the record from La Luz sitting right there next to all the other records. And yes, nothing else.
That just one seems worth taking, no?
Horrible death all around you, including that one of your friend, Dr. Utko.
Yes, there will definitely be a mass said for Dr. Utko.
And his mustard stain.
Yes.
All the priests will wear mustard yellow vestments.
I thought that would save him. I was sure.
So
condiments would save him?
Yes. The tongue that grabbed him was just trying to get a little taste.
Get the mustard.
And that's why he was chosen. Oh, that tasty mustard.
No, yeah, exactly. That's why it chose you. You're perfectly seasoned.
No, I don't feel so bad now. Yeah.
So, Matt, I wonder if you... you know, the detective is kind of shocked by all this. After a while, he finds out what just happened, and you know, they get word from the forensics of what they, you know, the strange state of this woman. I don't know if you want to play that character
For the rest of the night or ongoing.
For the rest of the campaign. You can play it for now, but, you know, sure. I don't know where you guys want to go. You got some leads and maybe you want to discuss because you got a lead for Yucatan, for instance, and that's still Mexico. So it may come useful.
Merida, right?
Merida, correct.
Merida.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to go down there.
All right.
Well, it would help to have more Spanish speakers, that's for sure.
Well, Maria and I both speak.
Dorothy as well.
Yeah. Dorothy, I mean, even better than...
Okay, well, I'm talking to Matt. I think more is better than less.
More is better. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. At least for now, we can decide, you know, moving forward if you want to switch. Yep. But so you can continue playing. So a few days pass, a couple of days pass, as you know, Dorothy recover. Dorothy, you can actually make two D4.
Okay.
And Maria as well, perhaps?
Maria, yeah, sure. Maria can, you know, everyone who's got injured can make a 2D4 as they are treated at the hospital in Mexico City, at Mexico City. And
not bad. 5.
Ouch.
And you can all make a 1d6 of Sam recovery.
Woohoo!
Damn it. 1.
2.
Okay. So you're there, trying to find out what to do next. So you just let me know what you guys want to do. You're discussing there in the hospital waiting room.
Well, I think the closest option is Merida, right?
Yeah, our lead there is there's some type of dig, is that right? Archaeological dig or some temple nearby? I think that's what we have been led to believe, but I don't remember what the specific
No, I thought that was in Africa. I thought the stuff that Merida was from the postcard from JB to...
Yeah, we'll write again records. When back in Merida. It's a week old. That's from our original thing there.
Right, there's the
pre-Columbian archaeological sites near Merida.
Right,
Merida.
So I think there's both places. You're definitely right about Africa as well, though.
Well, since we're here, I am definitely interested in touring the archaeological sites.
Yeah. I mean, I think we have to while we're here. That's kind of foolish to go to Africa and then be like, well, maybe we should have gone there.
Oh, I know. I have something that might prove helpful since we're tying up loose ends. I imagine the father may have come down when the police arrived, and he could finally take a look at the walls. And all those ancient, ancient carvings.
So,
if there's anything useful looking that he could read.
Echevarria is also from the Yucatan, so that may be a bit of a nectar.
Yeah, I thought that was
tequila there.
Yeah, I thought it was probably where they're producing the nectar, and then shipping it here.
I thought we found out from the cops in L.A. that the nectar gets produced where these mouthy things are.
Well, that's what it seemed like, but I mean,
well, in the trucks that were outside, you know, you find boxes full of vial with this substance that you have seen before.
Was there any nectar where the pit was?
You know, you would assume that, you know, you look at the canal now, even though it is completely empty, you find some remains of substance, you know, attaching to you know, the stone at the bottom of the canal. It's dry, but you can clearly notice that it is, you know, seems to be some nectar.
Hmm.
Okay.
Where does that canal lead now that, again, things are calmed down and we can follow the thing?
Yeah, he was leading to the other room.
Oh, so they would do some ceremonies in the other room or whatever and get it on, and whatever got produced would go down the canal and feed that thing? Is that how it worked?
I don't know. You can try to, you know, reach your own conclusions, because you will never find out now.
That's true. No one left to ask.
Unless we try to repeat the, now that we know the song, we could. Oh, wait a minute. Sorry.
Teach it to everybody.
Exactly.
Oh, that's another possibility for you too, Matt. You could be one of those musicians. They seemed fairly friendly and oblivious to
and useless.
Participating in
useless. Yeah. Yeah, I'll go with the detective.
Yeah.
The same. All right, guys. So, do you want to go over things that you found? Because basically, the leads that you have are the ones that you found on the session where you went to Jonathan Brooks' apartment, you know, at the penthouse. You remember that? That's where you're getting your clues from for this. Plus the postcard you get at the very beginning from the box office when you arrive to Mexico. And you let me know what you guys want to do.
Right. So George Ayers went from Los Angeles to Ethiopia. That's somewhere that's in the notes. I can't tell what session. Hold on. Page 23. And we have his itinerary. So we could go to Ethiopia or...
I mean, I do agree it makes sense to look around Mexico before heading off to Africa, although it would be very exciting to go to Africa.
So what's the clue for Mexico?
So we have the two clues from Merida. One thing is Echevarria is from the Yucatan, which is the province, the state that has the town Merida. But then there's also Jonathan Brooks said in a note in a postcard something as soon as I'm back from Merida, and that there are a lot of archaeological sites near Merida, and they have all of this archaeological books and stuff as if they were doing a dig or some sort of research out there. So these guys, Letitia and Jonathan Brooke, or maybe just Jonathan Brooke, were doing something out in Merida. I'm going to say it a different way each time.
So that's the closest location.
Merida is correct.
So it makes more sense to go there than to fly out to Ethiopia and then potentially have to come back again.
Right.
From a check every room in the dungeon perspective.
Well, and from saving money in saving What's-Her-Face's money, which we haven't been doing so far.
Yes.
I guess the question is, once we fly to Merida, what do we check out? Like, we land and it's like,
probably
okay.
The digs, but...
Well, yes, that will, of course, be the most important place to start. And the most interesting.
And perhaps we find an apartment or a hotel where they were staying and see what or friends that they had there.
Okay.
I don't know. Does that seem silly?
No, I mean, that sounds reasonable. I was just wondering, maybe we can figure out the digs.
Remember, you found a notebook describing some sort of a checklist from that trip.
from the Merida trip?
Yes.
Oh, the prop that we got has a checklist in the back of it. Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, on the second for the As Dominguez Re Francisco crossed off. Will Kay go with them? Crossed off. Payment in something not crossed off. Guns for 13 men crossed off. So apparently there's 13 men and they have guns. You ready?
Yeah, page 46. Yeah.
Was there also something in that big prop thing? The you know that we have a link to. That's the
yes.
From the De La Luz, from the early.
Yes, you did find. You did find some.
There it is. So the link is on page 31 or 30, just under that starry sky.
Well, actually, I'm sorry. No, not with the one that you found.
So Trammell's Testament, that one.
Yeah, no, not from Trammell's, but the letter, you know, on the same page where you got the notebook, page, what was it? I don't see the page number here.
You kind of have to be scrolling, and then the page pops up.
Oh, yes. 46?
Yeah, the letter talks about something about sending them into the jungle.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah, to explore an old ancient site.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then the checklist says that they're going from Merida into the jungle to look. Basically, they're going from Merida into the jungle to look for the site.
So we should probably, when we get to Merida, get some guides and some.
Well, they talk about hiring guides, and they talk about a bunch of men. So, I mean, Merida apparently is a small place. So, you'd think people would. You'd think somebody would remember.
Yeah.
You know, a troop of a dozen people with guns tromping off into the jungle.
Yeah.
Which way did they go? Okay, thank you.
That's maybe another option for Matt, too, if you wanted to be a jungle guide. We're probably going to need one of those ourselves.
You don't want Matt to play a policeman, I see, Steve. You want Matt to die again horribly because he doesn't have any skills to fight back, right?
Oh, no. I've said enough. Cop is great.
Shotgun, handgun, what do you need that for, Matt?
Yeah.
Pick up a guide with anthropology and archaeology.
Yeah, a bunch of different languages. And...
All right. So that's where we're going to start next session. You guys arriving to Merida.
Cool. All
right.
Sounds great. Thanks.
Cool. All right, guys.
Yeah.
So we close the chapter in Mexico City.
Oh, I'm going to need some more resting.
Yes.
Should we roll our ticks between sessions?
Yes, you do.
Cool.
So this.
It's a closure of chapter, so you can roll your ticks. Next session, we'll, you know, if you want to roll your lock as well for next session.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, you get a 1d6 back of sanity.
And is there more days that take place in terms of healing up or?
Well, the trip is going to be, you know, if you want to fly there again, probably, you know, you're going to, it's going to take less than one day, you know. A few hours, you're going to get to the Merida airport. Mm-hmm. But you can stay there at the hotel the first couple of nights and you can still heal, recover, you know. I believe according to pulp rules, is 1d4 per day.
And your it says two a day of natural healing, and then medicine adds 1d4. Oh, so two a day plus 1d4 with medicine. So it's a... So there's just another little, four there just for those original 2 days.
Exactly.
So she's wounded, perfect. But not. Yeah. Okay.
Are you sure the singer isn't just ready to head home?
No, she's upset. She feels that there's some serious corruption in the world, and that this is finally a chance for her to do some good.
I feel it important that I should point out that you could play a cop too, Edwin.
You know, I did.
That's true.
Been there, done that.
Yeah,
it worked. It was good. But I think Maria has something to. She has some sins to make better. This seems like a fine way to pay back Detective Sullivan.
Yeah, for all the damage she did back in L.A. or no, New York.
New York, right? New York.
New York, yeah. Yes.
Plus she gets to travel, and that's sort of exciting.
And gets paid.
Yes, all win. And it gets her out of New York, away from the...
Bad company, people. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, she's all over this. But thanks for the offer.
Thanks, Steve. All right, guys.
Alrighty.
So we'll start with Mary on next session.
Sounds good.
Have a good week.
All right, guys. Have a good day. Bye.
Later. Bye.